Welcome back to the Membership IQ. This is episode number 30. And I'm super excited, not just because it's episode 30, but because I am addressing a listener's question today. I received a question about Gen X. And the question came in, what the heck? What is happening? Our association is not struggling to engage young professionals. We're struggling to engage Gen X. What is going on? Please, Sarah, share some intel about this hard-to-reach generation. And I am all too happy to do so. Thank you for tuning into the Membership IQ. This is where you get smart about membership. So let's dive in. And in order to do so, if we're going to talk about Gen X, well, a friend gave me this hat. And it is to say that, yeah, I am a Gen X girl. I'm talking about my generation. So yeah, let's talk about X. Let's talk about X, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Oh yeah. Gen X is hard to reach. What? We hear so much about younger generations being the difficult ones. The millennials, Gen Z. Who are these people? But no, if you are an association that's struggling to engage Gen X, which is currently in their 40s and 50s, you are not alone. You are so not alone. There are so many associations struggling to engage this generation. In fact, they were the first generation to really question the value of an association. They were the first generation to come up with that slogan, WIIFM, what's in it for me? When we go back and we look at the trajectory of associations and we look at that through the lens of social change, it becomes very clear why Gen X became the first generation to really question that membership value and return on investment. For starters, Gen X is named X for being born at the crossroads of cultural and social change, the crossroads resembling that X. What kind of change? Well, there was a whole heck of a lot of social change happening at that time. But the biggest change was that Gen X was born after the civil rights movement and the women's rights movements. So they are the first to be raised in this era wanting to pursue inclusion and diversity and equity. Now, how have we achieved that? Absolutely not. But the idea was that this generation would be the first being born into and being raised in a world with a very different lens. And the goal was there, the hope was there, but we still have a long ways to go. Now, partnered with that social change, with the women's rights movement, that meant that there were more women entering the workforce. And this was before lots of organized childcare programs and daycares and after-school programs. So Generation X became the first generation of latchkey children, as they were called. In other words, they were largely raised in two-parent working households or single-parent households, because at the same time, the divorce rate was skyrocketing for the parents of Xers. Now, let's think about that in terms of how Xers perceive the world and perceive membership. It means that they are very self-sufficient. It's how they were raised. They're not exactly community-oriented. That's not how they were raised. They were raised in very isolated formats. So when you think about baby boomers, when baby boomers came of age, it was a post-war generation, and there was very much a community mentality. We're going to build back our community. We're going to invest in things like golf clubs and bowling leagues, and we're going to go to church socials and bazaars, and we're going to have these events. And yes, by all means, we're going to have associations, and associations are going to thrive, and we're going to raise our children in that community mentality. Baby boomers tend to be very social, community-minded individuals. And it's largely because of how they were raised and what was going on in society at that time. But when there was increased media attention, and when there were parenting shifts and workforce shifts, and society was still catching up to all of this change, well, Xers were raised very differently. Again, they were raised to be very self-sufficient. They were pretty much isolated on their own, in many cases raising themselves, and known as latchkey children. They didn't naturally be raised with and nurtured with that direct tie to community organizations. It was a little dip that happened in our society at that time. In fact, for the millennial generation, which follows Gen X, we started to see a return to community. There were, by that time, lots of organized childcare programs and daycares and sporting activities and all kinds of things. And society actually shifted to become very child-centric. And so there was a real return to the family and all of that. And education, and it has continued, but not so much for Gen X. So naturally, Gen X is a little bit tougher to reach. They're tough cookies. They tend to be more skeptical. They are sometimes referred to as Debbie Downers. They tend to be sarcastic. They tend to be critical, more critical than some of their peers. They tend to feel alone and overlooked and isolated. That's really no surprise. Gen X is actually a very small population by comparison. It's the joke, if this resonates with you, that they are the Jan Bradys of society, meaning that they're, if you ever watched the Brady Bunch, there was Marsha, the older sister, and Cindy, the young sister. But poor Jan Brady, the middle sister, tended to be overlooked. And Gen Xers tend to feel that way. And it's because they're a very small population by comparison, and because they were kind of overlooked during their childhood and told to figure it out for yourselves. Now, on the plus side, Gen Xers will get in and get the job done. They're do-it-yourselfers. They love to roll up their sleeves, problem solve, make things happen. They tend to be very adaptive. They've had to be adaptive. Between the boomer generation and a very young generation coming into the whole technology movement, they've really, truly been sandwiched between two huge attention-hogging generations. And so they've had to adapt to a lot. They also tend to be very sandwiched right now for time, because Gen Xers are trying really hard to have work-life balance. They were the first generation to want that and ask for that. They want flexibility because they wanted to be better parents and they wanted to still have a great career. And so they try to balance it all. And many Xers are raising children under the age of 18 at the same time that they're caring for their older relatives. So this means that Gen X doesn't necessarily have all the time that they want or need to be able to contribute to membership associations. How do we get them? How do we engage them? Well, first of all, it's creating space. It's creating space and understanding the demands on Gen Xers' time. How do we create an association that is very, very accessible? How do we create an association that that allows for on-demand and virtual connectivity? How do we make sure that not everything is super time-consuming? Because Xers, quite frankly, don't have a whole bunch of time. How do we make sure that people can be individuals in our association and still feel that connection to community? For Gen Xers, they tend to be, at least initially, wallflowers. They tend to like to sit and observe the landscape before they jump in and volunteer. And a lot of this is because there's again, not the time availability, but also because they tend to be a little bit more skeptical, a little bit more critical, a little bit used to being on the outside looking in, a little bit more introverted than some of their extroverted counterparts in the baby boomer generation, millennial generation. So we have to be mindful of that when we're creating our communities. We have to have different ways to get involved. We have to allow for more episodic volunteering. Again, Gen Xers were the first ones to say, hey, I don't necessarily have the time to be able to commit 5 years to the board or 10 years to the board, but I still want to do something. And many associations have been slow to respond to those requests. As more Xers move into leadership, associations are realizing the void. They're realizing that Xers aren't necessarily showing up or committed or engaged. They're beginning to realize that maybe they've pushed Xers away quite unintentionally, but that they haven't exactly been accessible to all that Xers want. Xers are still hoping, in some cases, to move into leadership. They haven't had the opportunity to because for such a long time, baby boomers were the workforce majority. But now that retirements are happening, Xers are moving in. But that doesn't necessarily mean they've had all the skills and training and the confidence that they need to be able to lead. That's an opportunity for your association. Again, they want those opportunities to volunteer, but not necessarily commit hours and hours and months or even years and years. How to engage them, how to be adaptive, how to think like a Gen Xer. Because if you really tap into this mindset, you're going to find that this group of individuals are very committed, very devoted, very adaptive, and they are needed to be able to take your association into the future. If you really make room for them, you're going to find the X marks the spot. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah Slidek, and this is the Membership IQ.